if a person had been quite well, and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you might say, last night she...
She looked good? Does she look well?
Well, let's say she, it happened last night. Up until last night, she looked well.
She looked well.
Okay, but then last night...
She should have looked bad then.
She should suddenly had some disease, you know?
She looked bad.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, when they come home from work early, they usually come home because he's what?
Tired?
If they have to leave early because they're incapacitated. They usually come home because of what?
Sick, though.
Mm-hmm. And you hear somebody's in the hospital and you say, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
got sick.
And I don't mean to dwell on this, I'm just trying to get different usages.
Mm.
You say, if she's... let's set up this situation. If she is sick today, and it started last Sunday, you say, last Sunday she blank sick.
She got sick.
Okay. But if she, you know she's going to be well again, you'd say, but she'll be up again by...
within a week or something. A few days.
I'm looking for something that... is indefinite. And you were going somewhere and you didn't know how long it would take you to get there, and some kid asked you when you'd get there, and he wouldn't understand anyway.
Oh, it'd be there after a while.
Okay. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say he caught a what?
Oh.
Or how would you describe the process of coming down with a cold? Would you say he black a cold? How would you...
he caught a cold.
Kind of blew that one. The other day, when you couldn't talk as well as normally...
I was hoarse. Mm-hmm. I'm getting hoarse now, Will.
I'm going to do something. I want you to tell me what it is.
You cough?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to bed pretty soon because I'm feeling a little...
tired?
Or another way of saying tired and not being so much worn out as other than just being ready to go to sleep to say you're...
sleepy.
At 6 o'clock, I'll what, though?
It's fine, I'll get up.
And if someone's still sleeping and needs to get up, I might tell somebody, you better go.
Wake him up.
If a patient is on medication, and you know it comes at certain intervals, and one interval which he's supposed to have this medication has passed. And you go into his bedroom.
Or you missed him.
Mm-hmm. And you see his medicine there, you might ask him, why haven't you blanked your medicine?
Taking your medicine.
And he might answer, well, I blanked some yesterday.
Took some more.
Mm-hmm. And I'll blank some more later.
Take some more later.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you're what? You're stone
dead.
What'd you say?
Dead?
No, if you can't hear anything at all, you say
you're... oh,
you're
deaf.
Mm-hmm.
It runs in my family on my dad's side. My grandfather was deaf when he died.
Have you had your hearing checked?
Well, my hearing's all right. The only thing, see, I used to box and I had a rising, yeah, and it affected the drum.
You had a what?
Arising to come in the ear.
Oh.
And I was couldn't hear out of that ear for a couple of 3 years. And then when I had my tonsil adenoids taken out, they found out that it cleared up my hearing because the poison was taken out of my system. That's right.
Oh,
I was in high school. This happened when I was the youngest before my mother died. This is 10 years afterwards. Mm-hmm. About 8 years after.